RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Koziol, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Good morning, 7 o'clock here on WGR Sports Radio 550. It is Tee to Green, your weekly stop for golf talk here in Western New York, as we welcome you this week to Glen Oak Golf Course in Amherst, and our roundtable ready to go for the next hour as we give you the best golf talk here in Western New York. Kevin Sylvester, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. I was just thinking, how many golfers set their alarm to go off, like their radio alarm clock, you know, because there's some people still have those, and it goes off to GR every Saturday morning. I'm going to have Brian Koziol wake me up.
Right at 7.
Good morning. With that good morning.
That is.
That pleasant good morning you give every week on the show.
Thank you,
Jim
Kevin.
Nance, the Masters.
That's right.
That's right. Hello, friends. I had him do that. I had Nance do that at Pebble Beach. I'm like, you know, do I ask him to do it? And I said, Jim, can we start the interview with a hello, friends? And so Jim Nance goes into Jim Nance, right? And oh, yeah. I was just like, hello, friends. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, it was great.
That's right.
I had a beer with Jim Nance once.
Awesome.
At the PGA Championship. Yes.
Great guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a tall, skinny guy.
Yes.
He is. Yes.
He's got a cool backyard, too, with that green that he's got.
Right. My Mark Immelman got a hole-in-one on it. Jim Nance has – I haven't been invited to the party, but Jim Nance has a party every year at Pebble, right, for the CBS group. No.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, Jeff, no. And Immelman, who, you know, now works for CBS and PGA Tour Live, he worked on radio, worked many events with him, he got a hole-in-one in there. And Jim Nance has a rock where he puts a plaque. Everybody's got a hole-in-one in his backyard on the replica of the 7th hole, the par 3. Like that is, how awesome is that? Yeah. So you have to do that, Brian, at your house.
That's right. I'll work on it.
Okay.
The rocks can be the problem.
I know. Jeff Mitis, PGA Pro here at Glen Oak. Good morning.
Good morning. Yep.
Thanks for having us here today.
Yeah,
golf is happening, right?
We open at 8 if you want to brave the rain this morning. We're looking forward to a good season, but today's not our best day so far. It's the rain is light, though.
The rain is light.
Yeah. So, and they're only calling for a quarter inch.
Is that the, is that about it's what
snow
you need?
Tonight.
Yeah. You said at some point.
It's a hand run tomorrow's too tight.
You said rain was good at some point,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we could use a rinsing. Yeah, I'd love to get a nice downpour and a nice 50-degree day and a good half inch of rain just to kind of get the roots rinsed out a little bit, the grass rinsed out a little bit, and take some of that brown off. With the first mowing, a lot of the brown went away. It's starting to green up quickly.
So how important, you know, so everybody, every golfer's like, we don't want a half inch of rain,
mm-hmm.
but golf courses do.
Right now, just because the soil's so cold, the ground is so cold, that would warm up the ground a little bit if we had nice warm rain. As opposed to, if the nights stayed warmer, that would help a lot.
Gotcha.
And it would green things up, too. So I'd like to see a little green. I've been seeing brown and gray for 5 months, it feels like.
Although USGA says brown's okay.
Brown's okay, yeah. That's in the summer, though.
Okay, that's true. That's
yeah, around the edges. You don't need to water. A lot of places overwater because people are so in love with green.
Right.
It's actually better if you a little bit of brown, those roots will go a little deeper, make for stronger turf.
That's right.
Yeah.
The fourth member of our roundtable this morning, the executive director of the Western PGA, is here, Steve Bartkowski. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, guys.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for joining us here. If you've listened to the show the past season or two, Steve's been on the show from time to time, and he's going to talk about all the great stuff that the Western PGA is working on for this upcoming golf season, including some really exciting events. The Senior PGA Championship will be here in Western New York this year at Oak Hill in Rochester, so we'll talk a lot about that. But the reason we're here at Glen Oak is that the Western New York PGA offices, the Hall of Fame, all that coming here, and we're hoping to have openings here in just a few weeks, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty exciting time for the Western New York PGA from a home site perspective. We're fortunate enough, Tim Freeze, PGA professional, and Jeff Metis have opened their doors, and bit of construction right now in the clubhouse right
not,
over across
not a
the
bit.
Parking.
Not a bit.
Right across the parking lot, we've got about 1,300 square feet. We're building out six offices, a boardroom, and the coolest thing is the Hall of Fame. So when you go in the clubhouse this year, you're going to see an awesome history of golf, both professional and amateur-wise. Probably mid-summer we'll be done with it. But we're very excited to be in a place that does about 35,000 rounds of golf. It's got people that just are interested and love golf. And the cool thing about our office, too, that we're working with one of our partners, Custom Turf.
So I've heard of those guys.
In our Hall of Fame room, we're actually building a Custom Turf putting green. So we hope to get some local golfers to come in, check out the Hall of Fame this year, and we'll do a little giveaway with senior PGA tickets throughout the spring with some putting contests.
And to piggyback on that, we're renovating our banquet room and our bar, and we're looking to put some fire pits in. There's a lot of new stuff going on the golf course, so there's a lot of exciting stuff going on here.
Yeah, and it's for us as a Western New York PGA to be green grass. We were so fortunate to be at Fox Valley the last few years, but we have run out of space. We're actually adding to our team this year with a PGA Works intern as well as a player development coordinator. So the timing was right to move to a space that's bigger for us and to be able to step out the doors and go do all of our programs, such as Hope with our veterans or PGA Junior League. It's important. So we're pretty excited about the next few years for the Western New York PGA.
Yeah, we get to host all those events here, the drive, chip, and putt, the local and the regional. The first tee will be here. That's another great program that we're really proud to have here. So all these functions, that the PGA, all these things the PGA do, hey, now they have a home site, and we're happy it's our place.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, just looking, I saw the picture that you tweeted out, a video of like the carpet being installed and the awesome PGA logo in the middle of the carpet. I mean,
yeah, it's
going to look really neat to see that.
Steve? You mentioned drive, chip, and putt. Sign up now, if not already. I mean, there's qualifiers right at different locations, but that'll fill up. Like when I saw the notice that it was out, I went and signed my 9-year-old up right away because he did it last year for the first time with Brian's son. They became buddies.
They did. They were hanging out right at the scoreboard.
Awesome time.
Yeah, watching their names.
Right. And the cool thing was, at the end, all the kids just cheering everybody on, and congratulating them and just – saying, okay, great, this was fun. There are kids who get to go on that are going to be there Sunday before the Masters.
Is that the best day of TV? I mean, I almost think it's my favorite day, that Sunday morning before the Masters, when the kids
Pretty
are
cool.
getting the high fives from all the tour players, and they're standing there all neat with their shirts and yeah. all nervous. Yeah, it's really it's
well.
A
I
great
like
day
the I like the broadcast too, and they're like, "Oh, this is Billy, and Billy likes to play Fortnite, and his favorite golfer is you know
his
like,
favorite food is cotton candy."
That's right. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
yeah it's a. I mean, it's a great initiative that the PGA, the USGA, and the Masters have put together, and we. It's one of my favorite times in the summer. We do four local qualifiers. We have, I think last year we had over 600 kids in the four local qualifiers, and then we host the sub-regional here at Glen Oak in August, and that's kind of the next step towards the Masters. So it goes local qualifiers, sub-regional, regional, and then you're on to the Masters. So it's a fun experience for really any kid of any 8 or 7 to 16, but any skill level. All you have to do is come and hit a few putts, hit a few chips, and hit a few drives, and you have a chance to go to the Masters. I know the a lot of the parents are more excited than the kids most of the time.
How is sign up so far? I mean, there are spaces, but
there are spaces.
I'm putting
does,
that out there, yes. So you should sign up now.
It,
right?
It goes quick, absolutely, and it's
all the things
it's free. Too. It's
the Junior
no cost.
Tour, PGA Junior League. That's going. We're filling that in here too.
Yeah, it's you know the Junior Roadmap. So if anyone gets a chance, we actually. So we're getting a new home site, and we're also getting a new – we just got a new digital front. So Western New York PGA or WNYPGA.com, we just went through a remodel with Web.com, our partners of the PGA, to make it more exclusive for not just PGA members and Junior Tour members, but all golfers in general. One thing that I know, Jeff, you and I talk about we created a few years ago is the Junior Golf Roadmap. If you're a parent looking to get your kids involved in the game of golf but you don't know where to start – go find the Junior Golf Roadmap, and it shows you. Go to Drive, Chip, and Putt, PGA Junior League, our Junior Tour. So, you know, when you're starting at age 7, you get to go play Drive, Chip, and Putt or PGA Junior League, which is, as your son plays, yeah. Brian, it's amazing.
It really is.
It's the...
I mean, the work that all the pros across Western New York do to make that such a cool experience. I mean, just from announcing the kids' names on the tee and, you know, seeing them getting excited. They love the uniforms. My son loves the fact that he gets to pick out a number,
yeah.
too, on the back of their uniforms. And just seeing them compete. It's funny because, like, the little stories that I'll hear from him that he thinks are the coolest things. Like, last year he even played in a group of three. So he... got to play 6 of the 9 holes in the group, and the other they kind of rotated the three going through, and I was asking him, like, so what was the best part about today? And it was actually, he goes, the 3 holes that I got to sit out, he goes, I got to caddy for Jimmy. And he goes, I got to tell him what club to use and everything. He's like, it was the coolest thing ever. So, I mean, like, little things like that I would never have expected. I'm thinking, oh, he's going to tell me about the putt he made or about the whatever, his name at the tee. Nope, it was when he got to carry Jimmy's bag, you know, like, because he thought he was a caddy. Like, you know, little things like that I'm like, wow, you know, what he thinks is the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
So,
it,
I mean, those sort of things happen
exactly.
out there all the time with that event.
There's never been yeah. anything like PGA Junior League. You know, I think about back in the day when I grew up playing golf, there was nothing like that. It's, in my mind, equivalent to Little League.
Yeah.
You know, a team experience in golf, which we've never had. So, as I talk about Junior Golf Roadmap, if you're age 7 through pretty soon, we're coming up with an announcement that we're going to expand our junior program to age 23.
I think you just did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Coming pretty soon. So, you know, get involved if you're a parent. Call us at the Western New York PGA or visit your local golf shop. See your PGA professional. There's so many opportunities for the kids through the Western
PGA. And you don't have to be good at it. No, especially with the PGA.
Any
of these things. You can just, it's just
up.
For fun. It's yeah. not, it's well, it's competitive, but in a fun way.
That's important to say, because I think that maybe for some it could be intimidating, thinking, well, geez, my son, my daughter's not a golfer per se. But, I mean, the whole point of this is to kind of get them going and seeing some of the avenues that they really might enjoy here, even if they are brand new.
Well, yeah, I can't tell you how many times people will tell me, well, you know, I'm not very good on a play, or I'll use my older son. He's like, I'm not very good at it. I'm like, you don't have to be good at it to go enjoy. And so, even with him, I'll say, all right, bring the little speaker, the Bluetooth speaker. We'll play some music, and then you know, like the last time we played last year, he hit a couple of good drives, and I could just see his face light up. I go, see. This is not so bad. And
now you're hooked. The rest of your life is ruined.
Right, yes. Yeah. But here's the important part. Golf's a life sport. And, you know, you can play Little League all you want. You can play Little League football, basketball. Playing that as an adult gets more difficult time-wise, physically speaking, mm-hmm. and finding places to play. However, golf, It's a gentleman's game, and it's gentleman's game, but we're talking about every gender here, okay?
Yes.
You can just show up at Glen Oak and good tee time and meet three new people and play. You don't have to be great to play. You can go. It's an endeavor. It's something to enjoy the outdoors and such. So I think it's great that we can get kids involved, teach them the sport, the etiquette of the sport, how to meet new people, how to make new relationships, and it's something they'll carry forward with them throughout life. So they don't need to go into the junior league and be the best player on the team. That's not what this is about. This isn't about travel hockey, the travel hockey mentality, okay? It's not. It shouldn't be.
No, thank
frankly.
Gosh. Thank God.
No, and PGA Junior League, just as you talk about it, you've got a PGA professional coaching the team. So throughout the year, it's not just playing out on the golf course. You actually get clinics and lessons with the PGA professional. So
right. It's not dad picking up the team. Right.
Exactly.
And one of the coolest things, I went through this, there's a new thing called PGA Coach. It's the PGA initiative about coaching young kids. It's based on the ADM, the hockey model.
Yeah, the athletic
model. You know, and they're using those models. Hey, we're going to make it fun. You know, you don't push kids up. And it's developing more, it's making the game more fun for kids is what it's doing, and all the Western PGA pros are getting into these classes and learning to make it more and more fun. Like, I have these Get Golf Ready programs, which are for women, and I just got a third one signing up this week, so I'll have three during the summer. It's for people, same thing, you're not good at golf at all, you don't know the first thing. After 6 weeks, you feel comfortable walking into the most elite private country club and going out there and playing. It doesn't mean you'll be good, but it does mean you'll know all the etiquette and how to play and grab the clubs. So games for everybody. And it's, you know, you don't, I always tell people, you don't have to be good. Just play quickly.
Yeah.
No one cares how good you are. They just care how fast you play.
7:14 the time here on Tee to Green on WGR. Thanks for being with us. We're live at Glen Oak Golf Course in Amherst, the new site of the Western New York PGA offices, the Western New York PGA Golf Hall of Fame. It'll be up and running. We're hoping just in a few weeks here. And Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro, Jeff Mitas, and with us, the executive director, and as well as PGA Pro, Stephen Barkowski is with us here from the Western PGA. We're going to have a ticket giveaway to the Senior PGA Championship at Oak Hill, which is coming in late May. We'll talk more about Oak Hill coming up here in just a little bit. But I like to do this every year, even though I know you've said it before, but we have new listeners, of course, all the time. Just go back to what the Western New York PGA is. It's made up of golf professionals, including Jeff here, and Tim Fries, also here from Glen Oak, who has been on the show in the past. Just give everybody a little background, just beyond, I know they think, you know, a golf professional maybe is the first thing I think of, oh, they're the people that give me a golf lesson. But you guys do a lot more. Can you just kind of elaborate just kind of what is made up and the Western New York region itself that you guys cover?
Sure. The Western New York PGA section covers Buffalo, Rochester, and Erie, Pennsylvania as the three major markets. We're one of the 41 sections under the umbrella of the PGA of America. So the organization that runs the PGA Championship and the Senior PGA Championship. And nationally, there's 29,000 PGA professionals. Locally in our market, there's about 300. These are certified golf professionals that, first of all, are great golfers. And second of all, are great teachers. But they work in all different aspects of the business. We're actually doing a seminar coming up for our junior tour players about how you can get involved and work in the golf industry. You know, we've got head golf professionals like here at Glen Oak. We've got owners like Tim Fries here at Glen Oak. We've got teachers. We have sales representatives for companies like Titleist and Strixon. There's all different
college
ways.
College coaches.
College coaches.
Yep.
There are all different ways to become a PGA professional. And what essentially our section does from our standpoint, the home site, we serve our PGA members. We help them. We run tournaments for them. We run tournaments for our junior tour members. But it's their organization, our PGA professionals. Our mission is to grow the game today, tomorrow, and into the future. Mm-hmm. Golf is a journey. You talked about it, Kevin, a journey of a lifetime. And the Western New York PGA wants to be your first step to help you start in golf for a lifetime. So, you know, there's a nomenclature that our organization is just for professional golfers. It's not. It's for everyone. Now, we're an organization of professional golfers, but we want all amateur golfers to come to us, whether it be our home site this year or your PGA professional, to find out how you can get involved in game of golf. So that's essentially what we are. And then we also have our charitable arm, which is called PGA Reach Western New York. And we support different initiatives and programs under our three pillars, which is involved with youth, military, and diversity and inclusion. Again, the whole philosophy behind it is let's make golf look more like modern-day America. So That's in a nutshell what the PGA and Western New York PGA is.
You mentioned the foundation, and soon to be announced, to use a phrase you've used earlier, the Duster Challenge is returning August 2nd. It'll be at Fox Valley on the putting green again. That's our putting tournament, and it benefits the foundation, the Reach Foundation. So we're happy to do that again. This will be our fourth year, Brian?
Yeah.
So. Yeah, it's going to be our fourth year of the Duster
Such
Challenge.
Such a fun night.
It's an awesome
it's a unique
night.
Night.
So yeah. Registration details will be coming out. Those of you who are TD Green Club members, you'll get it first, and you'll get an offer, a better offer in the newsletter. By the way, if you're a TD Green Club member, open the newsletter, because if you don't, you're going to miss out on some things for sure.
Yeah.
We sent out a weekly newsletter. There's special offers in there, special tips from Jeff, Brian's picks, special content from all of us, frankly, here at TD Green. But, yeah, the Duster Challenge is coming back. And
if you want to be a member of the TD Green Club, by the way, tdgreen.golf.
That's right.
Sign up. It's free.
That's correct. tdgreen.golf. T-E-E, the number two, green.golf.
I still have to sign up.
Yeah, well, what do you
I'll
wait,
do it, I'll do it today.
You know, I'm going through the list.
In the line of that, talking about the foundation, we had a cool day this week. We went to Oak Hill with a couple guys from the Hope Program to the media day to see the past champion, get to check out the clubhouse. They got a tour of the city. I wanted to bring that up because those are some of the cool. You know, it's not like you say, it's not just running things for the pros. We had these veterans. We took them up to Oak Hill. They got to meet the Paul Broadhurst, last year's champion. Susie Whaley, the president of the PGA, was there with us having breakfast. It was a neat day. And, you guys have probably been to lots of press conferences, but this was it was pretty fun. It was good to see the site.
Did you get to eat the pasta they made?
It was breakfast.
That was like the longest noodle in the world.
The first mention of media day.
Remember last Kevin week he went on about food, the sandwiches? Right. This week it's about pasta? Come on, guy.
Hey. Yeah, if you go on our Twitter handle, what Kevin's talking about, you can see Paul Broadhurst and Susie Whaley cooking the largest pasta
I just saw this giant lasagna noodle, right?
Listen,
from the kitchen.
It was one of the
most
peculiar things I've seen at a news conference.
Okay.
By the way.
Kevin, you have taught me many things, but one is any good media day, there's food involved, right?
Well,
and golf.
They want the media to show up, right? You know? There wasn't any golf, though.
That's right.
No, there wasn't any golf, and there wasn't any. Well, there was breakfast, but we didn't get to eat the pasta.
No. Okay.
They just
rolled it out,
right?
Yeah.
That
KitchenAid's their sponsor.
That's going to be a great event at Oak Hill, and if you don't have plans yet, you know, make plans to go there at least one day out of the week. Just walking the grounds is awesome, but then you get to see, and there are going to be familiar names.
That's right.
Very familiar names playing in this.
I have a 21-year-old daughter, and she's not that into golf, but when she heard she could work that week, she wants to be there all 7 days because it's just, it's even cool for her.
Yeah,
this is great. I can hang out there all week, and
That's right.
It is a neat week.
Hey, next segment, we're going to spend a lot of focus on talking about the Senior PGA and Glen Oak coming up here. We'll also get our Western or PGA Tip of the Week, so that's still to come here along the way. Of course, our check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard, a match play this week going on in Texas, and that'll be a part of our Western or PGA Tip of the Week. So Stephen Barkowski, the Executive Director here with the Western or PGA, is with us. We're live at Glen Oak in Amherst. Before we go to our first break here, though, Kevin got a chance to catch up with Ryan Hasenauer from Batavia Downs. Our majors contest is back. If you want to check the top of my Twitter timeline, pinned it right there, all the information. But if you want to be a part of it, another free contest that we offer here through TD Green, you win a great prize pack from Batavia Downs if you're giving us the best picks at the Masters. And I know you're going to talk to Ryan here about it, but that majors contest, the Masters, is 2 weeks away.
Yeah, right. It always seems like it always sneaks up on us. So, yeah, check out the Twitter feed, how you can enter that.
That's right.
For sure.
All right.
And become a TD Green Club member, too. The TD Green Club member in our newsletter, they got the information already.
That's right.
They got a head start on entering this contest.
That's right. All right, so here's Kevin, a few minutes more on our Batavia Downs majors contest, as well as what's going on right now here at Batavia Downs. Here's Kevin with Ryan Hasenauer.
Well, joining me now, Ryan Hasenauer from Batavia Downs Gaming, Entertainment, and Hotel, and all that goes on out there. That is great, and we're happy to have Ryan here, and you listeners better be happy that he's back and Batavia Downs is back, because that means the Majors Challenge is back. Ryan, tell everybody about it, and we're great to have you back.
Absolutely. Well, it's great to be back, and thanks for having me on. Yeah, we're back with that season-long challenge here, so you can pick your three. I believe it's three, right? We're picking three people from, you think are going to do well at each one of the majors. You send it over to Brian, and he's going to kind of do a little Excel file thing that he does to keep track of everything. And obviously, the better your player does in terms of money earned, the better your total is going to be. And whoever's the top totaler for each one is going to get a prize package from the Batavia Downs, including an overnight stay, some free play, some food. And I got to tell you, we got so many events that are coming out here over the course of the next couple of months. You know, anytime you want to come out for some entertainment, of course, we're a great choice for that. But to be able to do it on our dime is certainly something we hope that the listeners of TD Green will enjoy.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, you think about it. You all you got to do, and this is running for each major. It's a separate contest for each of the four majors coming up. Obviously, we're just a couple of weeks away from the Masters starting, so you've got to submit before the first round of the Masters. So you got to submit it by Wednesday, the week before the Masters, which is coming up here in actually less than 2 weeks from today, obviously. You pick three golfers, as Ryan mentioned, and it's based upon the prize money that they win. So you don't necessarily need to pick the winner of the Masters. If you got second, third, and fourth place, you're probably going to win the contest, provided somebody doesn't have 1, 2, 3. It goes by prize money, and you win that great prize, the overnight stay, the dinner, the free place. You mentioned, and by the way, you send it to Batavia Downs Majors Challenge at gmail.com. That'll be out on our TD Green website. It's in the TD Green newsletter for TD Green Club members. And we're going to mention that so much here on Twitter and Facebook and stuff to get you guys entered into that contest. Batavia Downs Majors Challenge at gmail.com. Ryan, you mentioned all the great events that go on there. You have one this weekend happening too, don't you?
We actually got two. We got a double of events this weekend. On Saturday, you can come on out for the Niagara Wine Trails anniversary party. They call it Vino at the Casino. And so they'll have about 12 wineries. They'll have a whole bunch of other vendors there that you can peruse. I believe there's going to be cheese trays and cracker trays and all that other good stuff. But I got to tell you, this is the third year we've done it, and it is such a success. I talked to the young lady who was putting it together, and she said the ticket sales were going better than they have in the past. So there still will be tickets at the door. They're $30 if you buy them at the door, but if you want to buy them ahead of time, after the 1st of March and until this weekend, I believe they're going to cut it maybe tomorrow. They're $25. So if you just Google Vino Casino, it'll come up there on Google. But it's with the Niagara Wine Trail. You're going to get yourself a keepsake wine glass. You get $60 in free play for the gaming floor. Of course, you're going to be able to sample all that wine from all those local wineries, and they'll have the cheese platter for light snacking as well as a discount on some restaurants. You know, they have the on-site restaurants, Fortunes, and, of course, Thurman's 34 Rush Sports Bar. You'll get a coupon if you want to have dinner or lunch here as well. Two sessions to choose from. The first one is 12 till 3. The second one is an evening session from 4 to 7. And after you get done with that evening session, you can wait around because at 10 o'clock at night on Saturday here, we're going to be giving away a brand-new Jeep courtesy of Castle and Chrysler Dodge Jeep on Batavia. That's going to be huge. We do it every year in March, giving away a car from Castle. And this year we got this beautiful Jeep that's in the lobby. You can check it out when you come on in. It's probably on our Facebook page too. But we'll be drawing a winner for that at 10 o'clock, and you got to be present to win. So we're hoping to see people here this weekend for both those great events.
So you're giving away a car on Saturday night?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. All right, final thing, and again, the Majors Challenge for the Masters. Three golfers. Do you have some picks here? You going to give some people some hints?
Yeah, so I'm looking at the Caesars Palace odds. You know, and hopefully at some point here soon we'll be able to wager on sports right here in the great city of New York. But that remains to be seen. We could spend a whole hour on that too, Kevin. looking at the wagering as it stands right now, I think you got to include Rory. He's 8-1. He's a favorite, but that still gives you a pretty good return on your money. Also looking at Dustin Johnson at 10-1. That's not a bad a bad pick. But again, you know, you just never know. Tiger Woods is at 16-1. You've got Justin Rose and Justin Thomas are 15-1. So I think I'll probably take Ricky Fowler at 16-1. I'll take Dustin Johnson, and I will take I think Rory as well. So that's what I'd be looking at for the Masters for my picks. But who knows? Anything can happen on those days down there in Augusta.
That is for sure. Well, Ryan, thanks so much for joining us and for bringing the Majors Contest Challenge back. Make sure everybody enters at Batavia Downs Majors Challenge at gmail.com. Ryan, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for the time, Kevin.
There has to be a
All right, there's Ryan Hasenauer from Batavia Downs joining Kevin Sylvester. We'll step aside here. More from Glen Oak when we return on Tee to Green, including our talk about the Senior PGA Championship. We're going to give away Senior PGA tickets. So make sure you're following WNYPGA on Twitter. We'll have a little trivia question. That'll be coming your way there. So be ready to go. Hope you got the quick finger, and you can press the button and get your answer ready to go. If you know your Oak Hill history, you'll have a great chance to win. With the executive director of the Western PGA, that's Stephen Barkowski, PGA Pro Jeff Midas, Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Koziel. Derek Kramer producing more Tee to Green from Glen Oak here in Amherst, coming up right after this.
Listen up, golfers. Here comes the Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
Jeff, this is the music you walked into, actually, in the parking lot. I don't know where it came from, but like as soon as you opened the door of your car, I was in the parking lot.
I spent 30 grand on speakers and sensors, so when I come in, yeah.
Like it's on the bottom of your shoes or something? Like no, every step?
The basic thing is you put that money into a 1988 Camry.
Awesome.
It's got a great sound system.
That's right, yeah.
Is that event this week or next week on the European Tour?
Which one? The 88 Camry?
The Sixes. No, the it's called Sixes, right? The team event
where they do the six different music. The three different formats. Oh.
Yeah, because they have that's what they the European Tour did it. Now the PGA Tour does it for New Orleans, which is coming up.
They have that two-man team event.
Zurich, the Zurich Classic.
Zurich Classic, yeah. The two-man team, and they have walk-up music.
We're going to do it. We're actually talking about drive, chip, and putt for our professional spring meeting here, right at Glen Oak. We're going to do a professional drive, chip, and putt.
Have you picked yours, Jeff?
In the spring, and we're going to do walk-up music.
Yeah, only hip-hop, so though, nothing
it
but
it might
hip-hop.
Be Jeff's music.
I'll bring my old DJ equipment.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, beautiful. 7:34 here on Tee to Green. We're live at Glen Oak Golf Course in Amherst, where, yes, golf is happening today. I know other courses are opening across Western New York. Pins are in. We're ready to go. Said what? Golf starts at 8 o'clock if they want to come out today?
Yep. Yeah, you can come on out, take a walk. there's no carts today. But
test
yeah.
your warranty on your waterproof
yeah.
shoes.
Yeah. Right. But, yeah, we had a bunch of guys yesterday, and yesterday was a great day.
Yeah.
We got a lot of stuff done out there on the golf course, so we're
awesome.
Excited.
We're here with Stephen Barkowski from the Western New York PGA, the executive director, as we talk all things Western New York PGA today. Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Midas. I'm Brian Koziel. Derek Kramer producing back in our Amherst studios. We appreciate you being with us. We're going to give away Senior PGA Championship tickets at the end of this segment. So all I can tell you is make sure you're following the Western New York PGA on Twitter. That'll be your way to get it. If you know your Oak Hill history, this will be an easy question for you here. But as you heard coming back from break, it's time for our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. This week, the professionals are playing in Austin, Texas, and it's a match play event. And we'll give you the leaderboard and run down our opinions on that here in our next segment. But our tip is on how to play your best match play. Steve, we'll start with you. What are some of the tips that you feel like are important to winning a match when you're playing a match play tournament or event?
Yeah, I would say that when you're playing in match play, it's a completely different game, first of all. It's not like you're going out and playing stroke play. So I like to be more aggressive. You know, you can watch right now in the match play. They've got some, especially when I set up a course for match play for professionals, make some driving holes. Because regardless, if you take a 10 or if you take a 5, you still lose the hole if they got a 5 or better. So I always like to play aggressive when I play match play against my competitor.
Yeah, I think there's a time, though, like what I've seen is guys will get out of their game and they'll start playing, you know, trying to do something they can't normally do, and that's where they get in trouble. So if you can't reach the green and your partner, you still got to play to your strength. So I may have to lay up and try to get up and down with a wedge instead of trying to carry it 250 over water sometimes. So always being aware of what your opponent's doing and still playing your game, though, still playing to your strengths. Try to make your opponent react to you as opposed to you reacting to your opponent.
See, I'm, you know, individually, if you're playing individual match play, I think it's different than team match play.
True.
I think the aggressive part comes in team match play, which a lot of men's leagues are. Men's league at Fox Valley is
two versus two a lot of times.
Weekly matches.
Yeah.
My partner, I just like it is, you know, pedal to the metal here because
leave them hanging.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, you know, we're both playing aggressively because we're going for birdies.
Right.
That's you got to win handicaps or ball, but individually, I want to make the guy beat me. I don't want to beat myself.
Yeah.
No, so I'm, you know, I try to play as normal as I can, and then if I get down, then I'm like, okay, I got to be a little more aggressive here so I don't get further down. That's
and I
just
think
the way
it puts it puts importance if you're first on the tee to put that ball in play.
Absolutely.
A lot. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, because if you're out there, you're on the tee, and your guy just striped it down the middle. It's like, uh-oh, I got to hit it. You know, now I got to hit a really good shot. So
Which
you start to feel the pressure.
Some of the issue with the USA Ryder Cup team. Last year in France, right? I mean,
last year.
Well, no, but I'm saying that at that golf course in particular, you know, there's a match Mickelson was in, and they put it in the water, and Phil still went for it. It's like your team just they're in a bad spot,
and they knew the stats. The European officials that set up the course, they knew that the driving stats weren't that great, so they made the rough pretty long right off the fairway,
sure, and
it
seemed
to work out for them.
Home course advantage.
You know, you probably won't see that the next Ryder Cup that's in the U.S. It's probably not going to be that high of
hundred-yard fairways wide. Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. I remember them saying the setup. They're like, you know, Mickelson and Johnson and Koepka and, you know, Tom, all these guys that just bombed the ball. They said, you know, but we think we're more accurate. So they made the fairways tighter. They made them rough, a little more penalizing, tougher pin placements. They thought they were a better iron-in player. You know, Team Europe thought that. And you're right. I'm sure it's whistling straights, right? In 2 years, in 2020. Well, next year, 2020.
Let me ask one quick question with match play. Because Paul Casey said it this week, and I remember John Rahm saying this in a post-round interview with that I did with him a couple of years ago at Austin Country Club, which is an unbelievable place, by the way. They grow up playing more match play
in Europe
than we do here in the United States. Paul Casey said this week, that's just what we did growing up all the time. Do we not play enough match play in junior golf here in the United States?
I don't know that we don't play enough. I mean, you're still playing golf. You know, it's not like if you don't play match play, you're not going to be good at match play. If you're a better player, you're still going to win most of the time in match play. It's how you manage. You know, the nice thing about match play is, you know, everybody has it. You have a puncher's chance, as I say. You know, if I'm not as good a player, I actually have a chance of beating a really good player if I have a really good day. But if I'm playing a stroke play tournament over four rounds, my chances go way down.
Sure. Yeah. Right. Okay.
One more thing on match play here. Let's just talk about the part that you finish on the hole. Giving putts. Is there a strategy behind it? Kev, you play in a lot of match plays. I know you like to sometimes, you know, you can have sportsmanship, gamesmanship. There's all that goes on with giving putts,
right? If I'm playing a team event and I know the guy, one of the members, you know, of the team is over handicapped, I give him everything. You don't need that putt. I expect you to laugh at that. No.
I did.
Yes. if the putt matters, I never give a putt that matters. Don't ever give a putt that. And so that's why you always need to know the score, because I had a partner once who gave someone a putt. I go, that just beat us. He's like, what? I go, yeah, you can't. I yelled no, and he'd already given the putt, right? Putt's given, conceded. Early on, if the putt doesn't matter and it's like a 5 or 6 footer, you know, I'll give him that if it doesn't matter, because I don't want him to have the confidence of making it under the pressure of having to make something.
I like him to make them all, to be honest, because you get some guys get the heebie-jeebies with those 3 footers, and I want them, you know, as the round goes on, that can get a little more tense.
Sure.
And I always felt good about making 3 and 4 footers, so I'm always like, put them out. We'll just put out everything today, you know, unless it's ridiculous. So I like to see him make those short ones, because some guys will struggle with those short ones, and they miss one of them, and all of a sudden their brain goes haywire.
But when you haven't had to make a short one early on, and then you have to make one later,
good point.
Ratchet it up a little bit. What do you think, Steve?
Is there an official rule that you follow, or
no? I think you just have to see how the match is going and where it stands. At least me, when I'm playing match play early on, it's usually good. Move on to the next hole. Yeah. And I think as it comes down to the wire more, when the pressure's on, that 4 footer that you haven't had to hit most of your match, you make them putt it and see what happens. That's my strategy.
Interesting. All right. So there's our tip of the week.
I think it depends too. You know, if you're playing in a league,
it's one thing.
Yeah, it's one thing. You know, if you're playing in an invitational and stuff, like, you're gonna putt everything.
I wish more clubs did match play for their club championship, because I think it's a cool way to settle a club championship. It's fun. I know it's, you know, anybody can win then. You know, instead of getting the same winner every year, some clubs have a dominant player. That guy might get knocked out in an early round or something like that.
Yeah, good point. All right, that's our Western Europe PGA Tip of the Week. As we said, you can always check out everything the Western Europe PGA has to offer on their newly updated website, WNYPGA.com, where, good transition here, they've got a lot of information about this year's Senior PGA Championship being held at Oak Hill. We'll be there for, round three for our show that week?
Saturday morning.
So yes. We're excited for that.
And we'll have to camp out
Monday after.
That's right. And the Monday after. Mm-hmm. That's right. Including, which is a Pro-Am event. I know you have some news on that.
Yeah, the PGA Reach Western New York Pro-Am has actually happened the Monday after. And for all those listeners today that signed up for the Pro-Am, we just want to thank you on behalf of our foundation. We've actually sold out the event already.
Awesome.
Which is pretty exciting. 25 teams, 100 players, and you're going to get a chance to play a top 25 golf course, play with a PGA professional, get a bunch of swag, get clubhouse tickets to the Senior PGA all week, but most importantly is what the funds are going to. So I mentioned before PGA Hope, which is helping our Patriots everywhere. Our PGA professionals serve the veterans across our section. We've got three different chapters. They teach free clinics to veterans, and it acts as a therapeutic session to help our veterans assimilate back into society. And the stories we've seen with it is just amazing. But, you know, we know we need to get better, and the next step is actually making it even more inclusive, because I was actually out at our Rochester Hope program this past winter, and I was teaching one of the veterans, and I actually was holding him up while I was trying to let him swing, and he almost fell. So that made us think, what's the next step for us? So this year, because of the funds we're being able to raise, which is going to be close to over $60,000, we're going to be able to provide three different solo rider carts to each chapter, which is amazing. So a solo rider cart is a golf cart that actually has a swiveling chair and actually allows you to stand up. So it allows any veteran or disabled individual play golf. And they're actually meant to go on the golf course, to go on the green. So not only our veterans, but the golf courses that are going to get this gift that run our Hope programs, if you're a disabled individual and you haven't been able to play golf, you're going to be able to go out the range and use this cart and actually help you stand up and swing. So
I saw one of those at the PGA show.
Yeah.
Incredible device.
If you've ever seen a Dennis Walters show, the trick shot cart, that's the same idea. You can strap yourself. It's awesome to have it. It's going to allow people that don't have access, as you said, to come out. We'll have it here at Glen Oak, and we're looking forward to that. It's really, really cool. They're $20,000 each. I mean, they're a tool.
It's not cheap. So we're like I said, we appreciate everyone's support of this Pro-Am. It's an exciting time for our whole program that we're going to be able to roll these out hopefully this summer and get even more veterans. You know, the past few years it's been a little over 70 veterans that we've served across the section, which is great, but we want to get that over 100, because we know there's vets out there that know that they can't come or actually come and sit down on a bench and just watch because they can't play, and this is going to allow more to get involved. So we're pretty excited about it.
Somebody's listening right now and they want to help volunteer or donate to the Reach Foundation. Who can they contact you? Or
contact me directly. Go on WNYPGA.com. There's a donate button up top. Or if you want to help out at some of our events, just give me a call. We'd love to have you involved.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. Hey, before we go to break here, we're, again, live at Glen Oak here in Amherst. We're going to give away our pair of Tuesday. We have a pair of Tuesday passes to this year's Senior PGA Championship at Oak Hill. And if you follow the Western Europe PGA on Twitter, you'll get the question there first. That's where you have to reply. So make sure you're following them. Again, the handle is at WNYPGA. And did you just tweet it out? All right.
So
if you follow them, you're getting it even before I'm reading it. But here's the question. Again, you got to follow Western Europe PGA on Twitter. If you're the first to reply with the correct answer, you get two tickets to Tuesday for the Senior PGA Championship of Oak Hill. All right, here it is. The last time the Senior PGA Championship was held at Oak Hill in Rochester, that was 2008. Reply to the Western Europe PGA's tweet. Tell us who the winner was. 2008, the last time the Senior PGA was held at Oak Hill.
I know.
If you're the first to reply,
Sean McKeel.
To the Senior PGA.
Oh,
Senior
okay.
PGA.
And Jason Duffner.
Do you know Sean McKeel turned 50 this December?
Really?
So he's coming back for the Senior PGA.
Oh,
awesome.
Great. He's going to play in it. That's cool. They got to recreate that shot. That was amazing.
We've tried that shot.
We have.
I tried it with the 7-iron. It was right on line
and then
to the bottom of the hill.
Then it fell there. That's right.
Yeah, I tried it too. I can't hit a 7-iron.
7-iron 176. Come
right.
on.
I can hook it in there.
So make sure you follow, again, Western Europe PGA on Twitter. First person to reply with the correct answer, who won the last Senior PGA at Oak Hill in 2008, you'll win a pair of tickets to Tuesday for Senior PGA Championship Week. Okay, we'll come back here, and we'll get a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. It's the World Golf Championship match play this week in Austin, so we'll break that down for you, and we'll get Steve's thoughts on the Masters. That's only 2 weeks away, too. As we roll on here, it's Western New York PGA Week, we'll call it here, on Tee to Green.
It's like birthday week.
That's right. Yeah. Live at Glen Oak. Hey. On WGR and on Tee to Green Facebook. Hope you can see us there as well. Kevin is waving as we speak right now. Kevin, this is your special wave. Thank you. I'll wave too. Jeff, you wave too. Steve, wave your last wave. All right, there we go. We all wave.
It's great radio right there.
That's right. Absolutely. Well, it's why it was for our Facebook viewers. That's right. That's
having
right.
some fun, bro.
That's right. That's right. More fun when we return on Tee to Green after this on WGR and on Tee to Green Facebook.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard, brought to you by Encore Golf, Buffalo's Golf Ball, and by Donald Ross, the world's finest golf apparel, and by New Era Golf, headwear engineered to perform that never sacrifices style.
Back here on Tee to Green, live at Glen Oak Golf Course in Amherst on WGR. Thanks for being with us. We want to congratulate our winner, Mike Hromanek. Mike, if I said your name wrong, I apologize, but Mike Hromanek.
You did say
Hromanek.
One of those ways will be right. Yes. One of the ways will be
Mike right. H. Congratulations, Mike. You know you're listening if you won there, because you correctly answered the question: who was the last senior PGA Championship winner in Oak Hill in 2008? And that winner was Jay Haas. So, Mike, you were the first correct reply.
Way to go,
and
Reiki.
Is it Jay Haas going in the Walk Hill of Fame?
The Hill of Fame, Friday night of the Senior PGA Championship. He's going to be inducted, what they call the Hill of Fame over at Oak Hill. Last time the Senior PGA was here in 2013, it was Tom Watson that actually was inducted into the Hill of Fame.
They have a history museum, basically, at Oak Hill. It's the only facility in the world that's hosted as many events as this.
It's really
diverse
cool.
events of national and international significance. They got it's like a Hall of Fame. It's really, really cool, all the memorabilia.
Yeah. Anyway, Mike, we hope you're still listening. Western New York PGA hump day.
We should have given Wednesday tickets.
I know. The Western New York PGA will send you a direct message on Twitter. So look for that, and they'll give you information on how you can get your tickets.
Be a cool day to go because practice round, players will be accessible. You can kind of talk to them.
Yeah.
Although on the Champions Tour, they're a little more accessible. Anyway, I mean, they just are. They're more appreciative
They've
of
mellowed.
Still competing, right?
They've mellowed.
Okay, we got to get our PGA Tour leaderboard in here. They're down to the round of 16 now at the match play. It started with 64. They played 3 days' worth, and now they're down to 16. Tiger Woods had some dramatic finish to his match yesterday. He had a four-hole stretch in which he had three birdies and a chip-in. So that was pretty impressive. So the most, I guess, on paper attractive matchup to the day is at 8:30 in the morning today. It's easy to say here. It's Tiger Woods versus Rory McIlroy, one-on-one match play.
Awesome.
So that's going to be definitely the match of the day. So that's 8:30. Molinari against Casey. Casey, we've talked about, is a great match player.
Wait a second. Is Francesco.
Yeah, that'll be a great match at 7:57.
Ryder Cup.
Yep, Rose against Nah, some of the more Leishman against Oosthuizen, Lee against Kisner, Garcia against Grace, Kuchar against Hatton, and Woods and McIlroy. So there you go.
Awesome.
So those are your round of 16 matchups today. If you lose, you're out. It's the knockout round.
That golf course is phenomenal. Just phenomenal.
That was the what event there last year?
No, that's where they had the match play. They've had it there. This is the fourth year in a row.
Oh, okay.
They actually flipped the nines.
All right.
So, for this event.
Isn't that where Jordan Spieth grew up playing? Is that Austin Country Club?
No, I don't think he grew up there. He's played there.
He grew up in Austin, right? He went to Texas,
so yeah. He certainly played there.
Yeah. PGA Tour Champions Report brought to you by Absolute Care. Affordable Adult Assisted Living, the PGA Tour Champions Tour this week. Through one round at the Rapison Systems Classic. Right now, a leader is Kevin Sutherland. He's at -7 right now, a three-shot lead over a host of golfers, as they are, of course, getting events going. Normally, the Champions Tour plays three rounds, but for the Senior PGA, they'll play four. Is that correct, Steve?
Correct.
Right, they play four.
Yep, Thursday through Sunday.
Most national championships, though, they'll always be 72 holes.
That'll be four. Yep. Hey, before we go here from Glen Oak, just a couple more things on the Western Europe PGA here. I know you have a new college series coming out. So
yeah, it's going to be announced soon, actually. So for the last 20 years, our PGA professionals over on a junior tour for kids ages 10 to 18. And this year, we're actually adding a tour that's going to be coming out soon. It's called the College Tour for kids 19 to 23 that will come home from school and have really nowhere to play in tournaments. We want to offer some opportunities around the region for them to play. So look for that coming out on WNYPGA.com very soon.
Yeah, instead of people getting them for their charity scramble on Mondays
exactly.
to come and win.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a good way to keep your game sharp in
exactly.
the offseason, too, because you need competitive golf versus regular golf mm-hmm. are vastly different.
Yeah, and if you're thinking about maybe joining a club down the road after college, this is going to give you an opportunity to see different clubs and play them.
Very cool.
Brian, you still have a year of eligibility left, so you can it's the age thing. Okay, I was just saying, That's he's right. got a year of eligibility left.
I have three, but the age thing is
yeah, that age thing hurts me a little. I'd like to give it a go, but
hey,
I don't know.
Listen, on Masters Saturday in a couple of weeks, we have a huge giveaway for our TD Green Club. Hook and Gaff Watch Company, they have a golf watch now. The bezel part, the one, it's on the left side, so you can wear a watch while golfing without getting into your wrist. TD Green Club, tdgreen.golf. Sign up for the club. It's free. You get a weekly newsletter. This will be the first of many great giveaways. We've already given away golf here and other places, but now we're getting into some fantastic products, and that golf watch will be the first one in 2 weeks. So make sure you sign up, TD Green Club, tdgreen.golf.
All right. Jeff, thanks for having us here. Golf's...
Yeah.
Officially out and going here.
Yeah, well, no one's knocking down the door yet this morning, but as the day gets better, hopefully, I'm going to go out there and see what we can get cleaned up for the golfers this morning.
All right. Have a great week here at Glen Oak.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Steve Barkowski, thanks for coming in and sharing your insight for the light for the hour.
Thank you for having us, and hopefully the next time you're here, you can stop by and check out our new offices.
That's right. Hey, I'm going to actually tweet out some videos of some of the progress and some of the renovations. So we'll have that. So look for that later this morning at Brian WGR.
Brian and a hard hat. New Twitter handle.
That's right. That's right. New Twitter handle. It's a must follow. That's right. All right. We'll talk to you next week here on Tee to Green. It'll be up on our on-demand audio section, WGR550.com. For all of you on Facebook, thank you for listening. For all of you listening on WGR, thank you. For Stephen Barkowski from the Western PGA, Kevin Sylvester, Jeff Medes, I'm Brian Colziel, Derek Kramer back in our studios. Thanks for being with us. Tee to Green every Saturday, 7 to 8, right here on WGR.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.